Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya, from the Ramban, Pirkas Mamrim, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. This is the third shiur. We already saw a whole series of kashas in the first two shiurim. Kedarkeinu B'Kodesh, Al B'Taros HaShem Reinu Rabbeinu, Hagoyin HaGodel Rav David Sokman, Zechet Tzadik L'Vrachu, L'Shmol Zechet Havis Kol Nefesh. And now we're going to continue, Al P'Taros HaKodesh, Rambam b'Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah Reish Tes, enumerates Kima and Hiddur as one mitzvah saseh. The Rambam writes, "Shetzivanu l'chavid ha'chachamim, v'lakum m'pneihem, v'legadel oisem. V'amru yisalem v'neiseh v'tokum, v'hadarta p'nei zakin. V'loshin sifri, tokum v'hadarta, kima sheyesh b'hidu." The Rambam writes that the Chachamim commanded us to honor the Chachamim, Hashem commanded us. Hashem, with Torah, commands us, and to stand up before them and to make them great. And that's what it says in the Torah, and Bnei Seba Tarkam, without Bnei Zarkam. So we have a mitzvah of Kibbut Chachamim and Kima Bifneim. Bnei Seba Tarkam Vadarta Bnei Zarkam. Lashon HaSifri Tarkam Vadarta Kima Sheish Bahidu. The language of the Sifri is that the Kima has to have Hidr to it. The Kima has to have Hidr. Ayin Sham B'divrei HaRambam. If it's not, the Gemara talks about certain types of Kimas that aren't Hidrdik, that don't give honor. So there's a Kima that has to give honor. The Rav Yochanan Fischel Perel explains that the Rambam adds from the Sifri is to explain to us that the Hiddur is not an additional din. Then it's an independent mitzvah if it's an additional din. But rather, it's a biur of a mitzvah's kima. The kima has to have Hiddur. Like we see in the Braisa on Kiddushin, there's a miut. You don't stand up to the basic kise. It's not a kima sheish bahidu. So it's one mitzvah, kima sheish bahidu. Again, we're talking about chachon. And also not to stand up far away, because it's standing up, but there's no hidu. So to Rashi, Damit Gimel Amir Aleph, writes, Val koch lo nichtav hidra lidrosh. Kedamar namute amida meirachog, ulamute beis hamerchas. So it excludes the Beis HaMerchatz, it excludes standing up from afar. You can look in the parish of Yerucham Fischel Perle to the Rasag, and the Birkei Yosef was already all made on this in Yoledei HaSimereish Mem Dalet Tziv Kotbov. Shehu Tamal Zeh, he asked the Kasha from what we see in Teres Kehanim, there in Vayikra, and in Tosefta in Megillah Peragim Halacha Yudalet, Shuvah Rashi, Perusha Al Torah BeFarashat Kedoshim. Rashi Omer, Ezehu Hidur, Lo Yeshev B'Mkomo, V'Lo Medaber B'Mkomo, V'Lo Soter Et Dvarav. What does Hidur mean? Don't sit in his seat. Don't speak in his place, and don't contradict him. In the Tosefta, b'hemshech lezeh, it says, noheg bo mora, v'yira, masa umatan, knisa v'yitzia, v'hen kodmin l'chol adam. And you're noheg bo fear, awe, you apparently knisa and yitzias, you bring him in, you go out with him, you give him honor, and they precede everybody else. You honor them first. So we see the hegia from the Rashi and the Tosefta that yesh inyan nifrad v'ma shekatuv v'hadarta. It's says here, Hadarta is not Kima. Where do you see Kima here? Leishev Mkomo, Medav Mkomo, Sister, it's Dvarav, Moira, Yira, Masamat, and Kisa, Yitzia. Koidin and Choladim, where do you see Kima? So we saw in the Rambam that Kima and Hidra are one thing. L'chavit ha-chachamim, v'lakum v'pneim. That's what the Torah says, v'pnei seva tokum, v'adarta v'pnei zaki. V'kan, ho'im she'hidur, זה לא אותו דבר כמו קימה. למה מחבר אותם ביחד? שהידור וקיטה קימה זה דבר אחד. זה ביור במצווס קימה. What type of קימה should you do? A kima that's mehudridik, not in the base of kisei, not from a distance. We see now like this from Rashi in the Tosefta. Rashi's bringing the Tosefta. Doesn't bring the whole thing. A hidur is something different. V'ayin sham shamnam lo kotvo ramba, kotvo ramba b'perek vav v'lchot kibut hamdech chamim, el rak b'perek he alacha vav v'lchot kibut rabo. So the Rambam doesn't write this halacha in the sixth parak. That's what we're holding over here. Hilchos Kibbut Tamidei Chachamim. Rather, the Rambam writes it in the fifth parak in the sixth halacha in Hilchos Kibbut Rabo. Amarti Hilchos Mamrim. Okay, Moshe from Di Mamrim. Taut. Hilchot Talmud Torah. רמב"ם שם כותב, וכן לא יחלוץ תפילין לפני רבו, תפילה לפני רבו, ולא יסב ליושב כיושב לפני המלך, לא יתפר לפני ולפני רבו, לא לאחר רבו ולא בצד רבו, ואין צריך לומר שאסור ללכת בצידו, יתרחק לאחר רבו, ולא ימכוון כנגד אחוריו, ואחר כך יסבל, ויכנס מעבר למרחץ, ולא יישב במקום רבו, ולא יחיד דבר בפניו, ולא יסתר הסבר, ולא יישב עד שיאמר לו שב, ולא לפניו של אמר עמוד, ולא יתר בשוס, כשנתרעב לא יחזור לאחור, ונתן לאחור בפניו נגד פניו, תשין תיק אופי תפילין in front of your rabbi. You shouldn't recline, sit, like you sit before a king. Don't daven, not in front of him, not behind him, not on the side. And Rabbi Chassid davens with his Rebbe, every time he davens with Rosh Yeshiva. Here it says, not in the side, not in the back, not in the front. And you're not allowed to walk on the side of him, you have to make a little distance, etc. Don't go into the mikveh with him, the bathhouse. Don't sit in his place, don't say he's right. He says things, oh, you're right. Mapitam. Don't contradict him. Don't sit till he says to sit. And when you go away, you walk away backwards. That was the beginning in Chaim Berlin. How you doing with it? Tell me how to give cover to Rabbi. You know, it's like a big Chaim Berlin thing. But the Rambam was a little older than Chaim Berlin. Meaning in the yeshiva, it was a big thing to walk backwards when you leave the room when you leave the Rosh Yeshiva. So, give him cover, you walk backwards. That's why the Rambam paskins. Akopanim, here the Rambam is paskining Hidu, and he doesn't say anything about standing up. So you see that Hidur is another, is different in than Kibbut, than Kima. Halacha Zayin, he also talks about Kima. Chayav Lamud Fnei Rabo. So in Hilchos Kavod Tikkun Tamei Chachamim, he doesn't write the sinyan for this hiddur. He writes in Hilchos Kavod Rabo. Rakopanus Mefurish, that he says Vahadarta, we have Chiyuv Kavod that have nothing to do with Kima. And Vahadarta is not merely a Perush of Tokum. It's a Din B'fnei Atzma. So why does the Rambam not enumerate his two mitzvah sases? Should have one mitzvah say of Kima, and one mitzvah of hiddur, Tzvai Bazundar Zachin, Shnei Dvarim Shonim. ויש להוסיף, אז זה הקושייה של הרב פרלה, של הברכי יוסף. ויש להוסיף, שלדעת הרמב"ם במצווה זו נכלל גם כובד רבוי. כמו שכתב הרמב"ם שם בספר המצוות, הרמב"ם דיבר לא רק על תלמידי חכמים, הרמב"ם גם דיבר על כובד רבוי. וכפי שהזכרנו, שבהלכות תלמוד תורה, הרמב"ם כותב, Rambam writes at the beginning of the Talmud Torah that the mitzvah essay is lechaved melamdea v'lomdea. Not only to learn Torah, the Rambam says, but the mitzvah is also to be mechaved them, as we mentioned in a previous year. Mitzvah to learn Torah, to be mechaved tamei chachamim. And there are certain chiyuvei kavod that are not with every man, just your Rebbe. Not every chacham, they only apply to your Rebbe. But it's all included in Vahadanta. Shepei will show you kavod. What is Vahadanta? Vahadanta means given kavod. Mitam zeh, yesh b'ma shekatu Vahadanta chiyuv al rabo b'dinei kavod u'moiro. V'kam b'chacham, we spoke about the previous year, I think. V'gam b'chacham mashmish yesh no din kavod. There's kavod din kavod harav. There's din kavod hachacham. The Rambam writes that he mechavi the melamdei Torah. Those who know Torah. Melamdeh v'yodeh. So melamdeh is your Rebbe. V'yodeh is a chacham. חיים מבואר ממה שכתב הרמב״ם בפרק ו' הלכה עליו כל תמיד חכם מצווה להדרו ואף פי שאינו רבו. So here the Rambam includes a chacham with a rabbi. Any time a chacham is a mitzvah להדרו, even though he's not your rabbi. שנער פני סייבה תוקם ודעתי פני זוקים, זוקים זה שכם חכמה. So this parak Rambam talks about the kavod of a chacham, and parak hey, Rambam talks about kavod of a rebbe. And he writes that even though he's not your rebbe, he has kavod, not as much as your rebbe, but there's also kavod. The rebbe's low enough. Here it's his hither within the Aramis. But there's also an Indian of covered for a chacham. In Paraglav Alachahe, the Rambam includes in Mrs. Kavod Tam Chacham. Dine Kavod Sheinam Inyan La'amida. Sheomnam Ketvam Shem Rambam Begabei Rabo. Avo Mashma Shehu Bechlal Achiyuvim Demayri Alayu Rambam Paraglav Shehu Dine Kavod Tamid Chachamim. מבואר מכך שישנו דין כובד בתלמוד חכם. In other words, the Rambam writes דין כובד in Perek Vov that have nothing to do with Amida. What does the Rambam say? Rambam says Perak Vav Alacha Hey, Shloshei Hocha Mederech Harav Beemtza, V'Gadol V'Katan Mimina V'Gadol Mimina V'Katan B'Smala. The Rav is going on the way, he's in the middle, and the greater Talmud is on the right, and the lesser Talmud is on the left. So it's interesting why the Rambam writes this in Dine Kibbut Tamid HaChachamim. The Rambam should have put this in the previous parak in Dine Kibbut Rabbi. בעזרת השם זה יתפעל להלן. אבל משמע שהוא בכלל החיובים. This is included in the חיובים of the Rambam in Perek Vav. What's the Rambam talking about here in Perek Vav? דין הכובד תמיד החכמים. This is the din of כובד בתלמוד חכם. בנוסף לדין הידור. וכן הוא פשטוס דברי הרמב״ם ומתסס אלי שטס ואחים וחמיץ ורשן וזיים. Right, there's a chiyuv of kavod. Tzivanu lechavid achachamim. Lachem b'fneim. There's a separate mitzvah of kavod. V'yein b'zeh b'steichemet b'marechet kaf. Klal kuf nun zayin. A I love looking at Stefan. He's get like so much, just throws it at you. He says this. So much incredible Torah in Stefan. Also looking at Chofetz Chaim. The psicha es in hey, over my Chaim Shon. It's Pashit, there's a din chiyuv kavod b'chol tamid chacham. That's not what the Brisker Rav says in Perakei Mehilchos Talmud Torah. He says that by a chacham there's only a mitzvah of kima, but not of kavod. Is that tzarichion? But on Koponim, it's pashut to the Chofetz Chaim that there is a din kavod b'chol tamid chacham. Akopan b'raboy, who's included in the mitzvah's essay, v'day yesh nodin kaze. Yima shekatu v'adarta. Shuchi of nifrod ala kovet. So we have a separate chiv of kovet. So we get back to the kasha v'ruchim fishal perla, in the Birkei Yosef. Why the Rambam enumerates hiddur and kima as one mitzvah? Meaning that the hiddur is only, the kima is only for the sake of hiddur. Mahuda dika kima, ma pitom, ishim tzvani fredet, shel kima, shel hider. For your rabbi certainly, and for a Talmud Chacham also most probably. Vayin gabi, rabbi yuchum for Shaperla. Rabbi Shaperla was a businessman in the 1800s. So he wrote a parish on the Rasag. Quoted very often in our shiurim. See, he's a businessman, he's a god of the Torah. So he asks, based on what we see in the Sugya in the Gemara 32b, that the reason of Yosi Aglili is that you don't need to give kavod to somebody. You don't need him to be a chacham and a zakein. Because if you need a chacham and a zakein, let the Torah write, "Ipnei seva zakein tokum v'adam." In front of an old wise man, you should get up and ask. Why does it say if they say the tokum without the pnei zaken? The member the high love high, but high love high. Two separate things. Is a save and a zaken, and therefore you have a feel yanik v'chakim. Even if he's young and wise, you have to stand in front of him. And since the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's a high love high, and like Isi Ben Yehuda, that it's even a. An elder who's not a Talmud Chacham. It's a high lav high. Two separate things. Bnei Seva Tokum is Seva Mamish. Bnei Seva Tokum means that he's a Mamish, an old man. But that of Bnei Zakim is a Yannick V'chakim. He's young and wise, and these are two separate mitzvahs. So Bishlem Ladas HaRambam in the ninth Sharesh. That any two things that are specified in one ashara, like na and mevushal, by Koven Pesach, can't be raw, it can't be cooked, it has to be roasted. That's considered one mitzvah essay. So here also, we have one essay, Yannick v'chachim and an old man. One mitzvah. But that's how the Smag Ramban, that these are considered two mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. So why did they enumerate it as two mitzvahs? So Rav Perla blives with the Tzarechim Gadol. Why, according to the Smag Ramban, we don't have two mitzvahs, one for a young wise man and one for an elderly man? Who asks on the Rasag, who writes in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Gedul l'ziknei v'hadartim, which is mashmas two mitzvahs that says, there's a mitzvah of kima, there's a mitzvah of hider. He would write it like in a poetic form. So you have the mitzvah of standing up for them, that's giving them the gedula, and then the hiddur. That's in the minyan mitzvahs. But in his Azharas, Aseres Adibus, he writes, Sham gan chochmas kan zaken hadrayu. And then he just talks about being mahader a chacham. He doesn't talk about standing up in front of a. Doesn't talk about standing up in front of a zaken. He doesn't mention anything about seva. When he speaks in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, he talks about Gedulah of Zikneh, and also about Davening. So that's mashma, the mitzvah of standing up and also giving them a hiddur. When he says, Saras al-Siddur, Saras al-Siddur, he only writes the Minyan of hiddur. He doesn't talk about seva. He only talks about giving a hiddur. He doesn't talk about standing up. He doesn't talk about the Menesei B'Takam, only the Hadarata part. Whereas in the Minyan HaMitzvah, he talks about both. The Chayra, it's talking about both the Kima and the hiddur. Whereas in his Asar Seder, he only talks about the hiddur parts. As the Yen Sham, the Mashu Katav, Yerucham Fisher Perla. Okay, sweet friends, this is the third leg in our journey. Stopping here because in the next shir, if I would start now, then we wouldn't be able to stop in the middle. We'd have to anyway review it in the next shir. So we'll just conclude here for now. And then in the next shir, Mirat Hashem, we're going to start the Mahalach with Erat HaDvarim. Bituf tam v'das, tzurah shel kafir v'ferah, hafli v'ferah, v'sarat v'shmai. So please, beloved friends, stay tuned, and I thank you so, so much for listening.